esa voz, esa forma de ser. Hacía solo siglos que no te veía, nos acabábamos de conocer.
Primavera. Eres mis sueños traes lucidez. Haces la cosa sencilla, enciendes mis luces y mi vida brilla. Luciérnagas amarillas, se cruza un milagro y mi vida brilla.
Fuego y pirotecnia, burbujas y rayos de amor. Las sombras las mandas a otra dimensión.
It's a Tercio Pelados with Mi Vida Brilla, and you're listening to Music and Talk. Have you ever wanted to become a teacher? Are you already a teacher looking to make a bigger impact in the lives of students? Teach in Virginia recruits licensed and non-licensed teachers to teach high-need subjects throughout Virginia. We need highly motivated recent college graduates, mid-career changers, and experienced teachers to help us staff every classroom in Virginia with a qualified teacher. The next great Virginian could be in your classroom. You can make a difference today if you decide to teach in Virginia. And Change the World, shopping at 10,000 Villages, the oldest and largest fair trade organization in North America. Artists and farmers in 32 countries around the world are paid fair prices for their products, helping to end the cycle of poverty. 10,000 Villages offers a variety of handcrafted items like jewelry, textiles, instruments, and home decor. Your purchases offer dignity, hope, and independence for people in some of the poorest countries. For more information, call 10,000 Villages at 358-5170 or visit their store in the heart of Carytown. So like I mentioned, I need to say thanks to Bill Lupoletti of Global Agogo, which you can listen to on Fridays on WIR here, for making the connection with Nacional Records. And thanks to Jennifer also for helping this interview. This interview happened, Jennifer at Nacional. I'm going to start off with the interview here, and we'll just see how it goes. Let's hear some of the talk I had with Andrea of Tercio Pelados, and you'll be hearing about their new album also, Oye, and I'll play some of that later. This is If Music Could Talk.
Hello?
Hello, is this Andrea?
Uh-huh. Hi.
Hi, Yeah, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to do this interview. And, well, you've done so much to open people's ears to new sounds, as well as bringing rock en español to an international audience since your first album. So it's really wonderful to have a chance to talk with you so that people can hear your voice on WIR. How are things going?
Very well. We've been traveling for maybe a month now. We went to Uruguay, then we went to Spain. For 7 days.
Yeah.
And USA, in Miami, Orlando, Nueva York, Chicago, Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
And now San Francisco.
You started out in Miami. That was a really big show, right?
It was nice. It was in this new theater, which is called Carnival Center.
Uh-huh.
That was nice.
And then you went to New York, played at SOBs, and then tomorrow night, you're playing in San Francisco, right?
Yeah, Slim's.
That's tonight.
The new album, Oye, has many atmospheres, so many sounds to experience. For instance, Que Te Besen begins with the beautiful sound of birds in the background. For me, the album has the same sort of magical quality that your last album had. What are some of the new things that you tried to do in making this album?
One of the differences is the live drums, because Gozo Poderoso and Caribe Atomico, those were our last two albums, they were a bit more electrical, with loops and sequences.
Yeah, yeah.
So now we have the live drums, and that makes it a bit different.
Yeah.
And we also have all these Eastern sound, which comes from Urián Sarmiento, the percussion player that is playing with us now, and he lived in India for a year, and he learned to play the tabla. He plays gaitas, that is some kind of a flute, Colombia.
So two percussionists then, live drums, and then Urián playing more traditional.
He plays percussion or wind or toys. He plays different things.
What was the name of the traditional Colombian flute?
Gaita.
Gaita.
It's the same name as the Irish.
Oh, okay.
Thing,
yeah.
You know, but it's completely different.
Yeah, it has a beautiful sound.
Yeah, mysterious.
I heard that there were local musicians.
We'll play that song I was just mentioning from the new album by Tercio Pelados, Oye, and the song's called Que Te Besen.
Que la felicidad los atropelle.
Que la felicidad los atropelle. Que de sus vidas sean las reinas y los reyes. Que los días los besen. Que la dicha se abalance sobre ustedes. Que el tronar de reveses. Verdes días con árboles, días de exceso.
sostos y reveses. Y
there were local musicians in Colombia involved in some of the songs too. Is that true?
Yes. There are a couple of singers, folkloric singers. They make choruses in Pases,
yeah.
Number 7.
Uh-huh.
And they're Ever Suarez and Martina Camargo. And they participated in Hector's solo album as well.
Damaquiel?
Uh-huh. Right.
I was listening to that one last night. It's so beautiful. He was on that one also, right? So he's...
Ever. Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah. And the other singer, her name...
Martina.
Yeah, that's just such a beautiful song where they're trading lines back and forth.
Yeah.
Do you stay connected to the local musicians?
Aquí.
Yeah, that's the song Damakiel from Hector Buitrago's new solo album, Con Hector. And that's a play on words in some ways. You could say Conector or Con Hector. And that song, as we were speaking, Andrea was telling me that that song features two musicians who are probably very well known in Colombia, and, you know, Ever Suarez and Martina Camargo. Beautiful voices, and you can check the video out too on my webpage there. You know, it's on YouTube. A brand new video for Damakiel on Hector's solo album. He's the guitarist for Aterciopelados. So I'll refrain from giving you all play by play every song here, and we'll just roll the interview and try to keep it rolling. I'll give you a set list later. You can check that on WIR.org too. So thanks for listening. This is If Music Could Talk.
Yes.
Do you stay connected to the local musicians?
Sí. Those two people, they were connected with us maybe through Urian as well.
Yeah.
Because he's involved with folklore a lot.
Yeah.
And then we have a couple more guests, which are in Ketevesen, the one you just mentioned, a singer from a band called 69 Names, 69 Nombres.
Uh-huh.
He sings in that one. And then a trumpet player from a salsa band from Bogotá, which is called The 33, La 33. He plays in Son Dinero.
You mentioned some of those artists in Al Parque, right?
Where?
The song Al Parque.
Ah, sí. In that song, we're talking about a festival, which is called Rock Al Parque. That takes place once a year in a park, and it's 2 or 3 days of music, and it's free for everyone. It's a very special festival. So in that particular song, we name some of the bands that have played in Rock Al Parque.
Estoy muy bien.
Rock al Parque from Aterciopelados' new album, Oye. And I'm not going to play every song on it because it's available already, and we got to spread it out throughout every week here, maybe. Who knows? But I'm not going to play every single song. I got a lot of things to do today. with this whole theme, because there's all kinds of good conversation going on. So stay tuned. We're talking with Andrea Echeverri.
The song Canción Protesta, you mentioned many revolutionary musicians, not only John Lennon, Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, but also the legendary guitarist Atahualpa Yupanqui and brilliant singer Mercedes Sosa, who were both known for their beautiful music as well as raising global awareness about indigenous cultures. Can you tell me more about this song, Canción Protesta?
Yeah. We start the song complaining about things, like going against those who like war, against deforestation, against... it's que in English, sometimes it's hard.
That's okay.
The planes that drop chemicals to control coca crops, they're killing, like, everything. They go over the Amazon, and they go over national parks, places with beautiful plants and animals, and that is sad. That is horrible. We complain against those who wouldn't care about the ozone.
Yeah.
We complain against bad vibrations.
Yeah.
And then we go saying that protesting is okay.
Yeah.
Because nowadays you feel that if you're not like with the establishment,
right,
you're called terrorist. So we go saying we're not terrorists. We just have another point of view.
Yeah,
and
it's your right to do that.
Right. And then we go mentioning all those singers that you just mentioned.
I first heard about Atahualpa Yupanqui from my own guitar teacher, Carlos Pozzi, who grew up in Argentina and played me some of his music. And then I learned more about who he really was. And, you know, also Mercedes Sosa. They were both very strong figures in music, as far as that goes.
She is amazing. Have you seen her live?
No, I just bought an old record of hers, and I've been playing it on the radio a lot. And every time I play it, it's just, you know, the rhythms that she uses, and her voice just soars over the music. It's wonderful.
Oh, you see her voice.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so powerful.
Really powerful. You've written some beautiful love songs on this album. For instance, Complemento. You got a new video for that one, right?
Yes.
That's a really cool video. Who did the animation for that one?
It has 2D animation and 3D.
Yeah.
And Calomotion is the name of the group that made the 2D animation. And then the 3D... is made by Antar Carana. He's a Colombian guy who lives in England. So half is made in England and then half is made in Bogota.
Yeah. That's a really cool song and I love the video. I'm glad you guys do those videos because it's a totally different take on a music video as far as I've seen. It's something very new and very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So we'll hear Canción Protesta, and then we'll hear Complemento, and then I promise to play some music from Mercedes Sosa later on, and also Atahualpa Yupanqui. So stay tuned, this is WRIR, here is Canción Protesta from the new album.
Bye.
There's a song called Música Somos, and I really love that song too. I think you're doing a duet with Julieta Venegas. Can you tell me about some of the meaning of the lyrics in this song? Because it, I guess loosely translated, it could mean we are music, right?
Sí. It says we are music. A ver, dice eso, música somos. We all have swing. It's like, I think it has to do with saying that we can all feel the music, that we don't have to be great musicians and have been to the, ¿cómo se dice? You don't need to be educated or have great skills.
Yeah.
You just have to connect yourself to the cosmic forces and flow with it, mm-hmm. and that's where you can find music.
Yeah.
We're saying that we're all stars. called Stars Shining.
I think it's a really powerful thing when I'm playing music in many different languages. People are forced to sort of just connect with that cosmic feeling, even if they don't understand the lyrics. So I've played that song a couple times already. So
yeah, you just heard Música Somos, and that was also off of Héctor Buitrago's Connector solo album. And we've been listening to an interview with Andrea Echeverri, and this is Music Could Talk on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, online at WRIR.org. So thanks for listening. And we got another hour of music and just a little bit more of an interview here. And thanks for listening.
What are
nice.
It's beautiful.
What
are some of the songs you're playing live? Are there any personal favorites on Oye that you've been playing? Or?
Pues we've been playing Complemento, Que Te Besen, Don Dinero, Protesta. That works very nice live. And Passes, because they have such a uplifting rhythm. And I like Oye Mujer. I think women are in a, we all are in a very difficult position, and we should react and do something about it, because it's like being more awful all the time.
It's getting worse every day.
Yeah.
And it's supported by advertising, and people are taught to look at themselves from the eyes of advertising rather than from what they really feel.
Yes, and it's like almost every woman is connected with that.
Yeah.
So it makes it so powerful. Because we're being accomplices. Yeah.
Oye, mujer. Eres un ser humano, o la fantasía erótica de algún fulano. Oye, mujer, eres un ser humano, o la fantasía erótica de algún fulano. Hace muchas lunas, unos hombres celosos por el misterioso poder de la vulva de la mujer fecunda. Con poca ropita son tus encantos, afilados dardos contra ti misma, contra lo femenino tan desviado, deformado y mil veces ultrajado. Objeto sexual, pedacito de carne con complejo de Barbie. Mujer, a no dejar.
that was Oye Mujer, and that was the song that Andrea was just speaking about, and the lyrics, there's a part here, objeto sexual con complejo de Barbie, and that, you know, is she's speaking out against sexual objectification and people that want the complexion of Barbie. And the word Oye crops up all sorts of places in the CD. The CD's named Oye, and I don't think I've ever been asked in such a nice way to listen and pay attention to the lyrics. So thanks for listening.
I first saw you guys play at the Latin Alternative Music Conference at the Bowery Ballroom back in 2001, I think.
Bowery Ballroom, that was nice.
Yeah, you remember
that? It's a nice venue.
Julieta Venegas played at that one, I think.
At the Bowery? Or was it... ¿Cómo se llama ese otro lugar en Nueva York? Que donde tocamos con Julieta. Que ahí hemos tocado hartas veces. Uno chiquito. No. I don't think Julieta was in the Bowery.
Oh, okay.
But in another one.
Yeah, yeah.
That we've played with her many times, and we're friends with her.
Is that the Latin Alternative Music Conference? Can you tell me anything about that organization, or?
Yeah, it comes from Thomas Cookman.
Uh-huh.
And he's the owner of our record label, Nacional.
Right.
And he's the one who organizes the Latin Alternative Music Conference. And he's been managing Los Fabulosos Cadillacs for years and years.
Yeah.
And that's how we met him.